Cooking tips, food news, Connecticut restaurants. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, delicious steaks. Tuesdays in The Feed, we always talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can follow her on Instagram. And I love a good steakhouse, and there's a lot here in Connecticut. And I know Alex has a list of some of the best ones you should check out. So what do we got for this week, Alex, for best steakhouses in Connecticut?
Yeah, there are a lot of steakhouses in Connecticut. We're very lucky. I think I'm going to start with us in West Hartford. There's Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. I went here a couple of years ago during COVID when they had the igloos outside. It was fantastic.
That's a good spot to celebrate. I feel like steakhouses are good places to celebrate, like a birthday graduation event.
Yep. Yeah, Fleming's is definitely a great one in West Hartford. There's also Cast Iron Chef, Chop House, and Oyster Bar. They're located in New Haven and also in Milford. It's really cool because all their meat is aged and cut on the premises, and I never get a bad meal there. There's also Max's downtown in Hartford. They have a lot of good Chop House sauces, which is something that I always like to get with my steak. And then there's Washington Prime in Norwalk. They have a lot of steak enhancements. One for me that I love is the lump crab meat with my steak. Then there's Blackstone's in Norwalk, and they do a really good tomahawk steak.
Oh, yeah, that's great. This is a great list. You know what's funny? I used to live in both Hartford and South Norwalk, so Max downtown, my wife and I used to go to the bar there, and the bar scene there is awesome. It's, like, so classic. Even if you live down in Fairfield County, making the trip up to Max downtown, whether you're going to a concert or something up there, it's just an awesome spot.
It is. Definitely to add it to the list. What kind of steak do you like? How do you like your steak cooked?
So if I'm going to a steakhouse for the first time and I'm trying it out new, I always get a bone-in ribeye if they have it, or I always judge it by the ribeye. So I usually, if it's really high-end place, I get it medium rare because I know they'll do it right, or I just go medium if I'm at a standard place. But yeah, I always go that. But I'm also a sucker for the bone-in filet if they have that on the menu.
Ooh, I'm doing like an Angus New York strip or a smaller filet mignon. I like that peppercorn crusted type of steak. I love a good tomahawk, too. You can't go wrong with a tomahawk.
Tomahawk is good. And a lot of times you can share it because they're huge. And if you're with somebody else,
Yep.
Oh, man.
For the side, are you doing like baked potato, mashed potato, no potato?
I like mashed potato. Some of the steakhouse fries, if they have them, mac and cheese. I like crispy Brussels sprouts, if they have that. Asparagus is always good. Yeah.
Yep, carrots. Or also anything with truffle, like truffle mac and cheese. All that is really good with a good steak.
Yes. Oh, man. Now I have to go have a steak dinner. That's it. I got to do that with the rest of this week or this weekend.
Yes, it's settled. We're all having steak.
All right, Alex. Thanks so much. Check these places out and follow Alex at CT Food Grilly on Instagram. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Kevin.